Ho, fucking ho.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How are you, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not bad. How was your week?
My week was all right. Yeah. In the holiday spirit of things, you know?
Yeah.
Sending out cards, finishing shopping, getting raked at the UPS store, trying to send packages. It was awesome.
Is it because you're sending them this close to Christmas that they're raping you, or is it just in general?
No, it's just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just figure, fuck it, it's the holidays.
Yeah, I thought it would be cheaper than going through the postal service, and I was probably mistaken.
Well, you live and you learn.
That's it.
Well, John, this is our holiday Christmas special.
Woohoo! Who are our guest stars?
Just you and me,
I hope
pal.
It's the Beaver.
Yeah, just you and me.
Oh,
We have to carry it. Sorry.
That's a romantic Christmas.
Well, you know, in coming up with looking for stuff to talk about today, I decided that I was going to look up the weirdest tradition that I could find.
Okay.
As far as Christmas goes. And I think I came up with a doozy.
Oh, really?
There's a tradition in Spain, Portugal, and Italy.
Uh-huh.
For something called a Kaganer. Have you ever heard of a Kaganer?
I have not.
No. I guess it started in Catalonia.
Okay.
And it appears in nativity scenes. And it's a hidden figure of a dude squatting taking a shit.
Oh my God, I found one of those once. I swear to God.
I was looking and I was like, you know, we'll find something like people, you know, like the wooden shoes or something stupid, or, and I came across this, and apparently it's a traditional Christmas decoration that sometimes is a nativity scene. Sometimes it's a large model of the city of Bethlehem. But apparently amongst the hidden figurines is a little dude in a red cap with his pants down around his ankles and a little ball of shit behind him. and I'm going to send you this Wikipedia link because you have to see how they have this.
So, you know what? I'm already there.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, he's cute.
Well, if you scroll down, they have the picture of the Kaganer from the back. And they actually have two pictures. They have, I guess they have a little kid, and then they have like a little fatter guy.
Oh, I see him. Aww.
And it's, you know, the little typical fake dog poop looking pile of shit behind
the
one.
Oh, look at that.
I think this is a fascinating tradition. I mean, this has to be out there as far as traditions go, don't you think? I mean,
it's up there. there are some others we'll talk about.
Okay. It makes me want to have a nativity scene now. And play let's find the Kaganer.
That, wow.
And I guess, you know, if you read along in the Wikipedia page, which I'll put in the show notes, the Kaganer is not the only defecating character in the Catalan Christmas tradition. The Tio de Natal, which also makes extensive use of the image of fecal matter It's a log with a painted face on it. You know,
go ahead, read the rest of it.
It's got a painted face on it, which, having been fed for several weeks, is told to defecate on Christmas Eve and magically produce candy for children, a candy that has supposedly come from its bowels. And apparently the Catholic Church puts up with this. Apparently it's become kind of an okay tradition within the Catholic Church in that region of the world, which I think is funny, because if you did that here, what kind of outrage do you think would happen if you had a big nativity scene out on your lawn and
well,
there was one...
a living nativity scene. Hey, guess what, Bob? You get to be the kegger this year. I'd go for the sauerkraut. You're going to be right over there behind the angel. Yeah, that's it.
And apparently there's novelty ones.
Apparently, oh, of course.
You can get Cagners that are nuns, devils, Santa Claus, celebrities, athletes, politicians. Apparently there was one in 2008 of Barack Obama, which I'm sure...
Oh, now I know what I want for Christmas.
You want an Obama Cagner?
Yes.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. But I just thought you'd appreciate, you know, one of the weirder traditions that I could find.
Wow. Now, I think it's my duty to point this out. Do you realize that you've got this fixation on shit?
No, I don't. And I was thinking about that when...
Yes, you do.
No, I
because
don't.
Because last week it was what? The
Mud Falcon.
The Mud Falcon. I think you've got some anal issues here that you're not really coming to terms with.
You know, I thought of, when once I saw this, I was like, you know, it's going to be this weird thing where every week I come up with something that's got to do with shit. And it's not true. I don't have this fixation. It just, if anything, I find it funny. And I know you find it funny too, which is why I bring it up.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. For as long as I've known you, there's always been poop jokes and other stuff.
Oh, and if you go to kegner.com.
Oh. I'll put that in the show notes too.
You'll find that they have several hundred types of Kageners. and Obama is right there on the front page, and at the base of his statue it says, "Yes, we can." So I think that's awesome.
Well, I don't, just so you know, I don't have a fixation with shit.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I don't. I do. I say
you
it because...
Do.
No, I don't.
Oh, you can get a Smurf Kaganer and he's got blue poop. You can get a Snowman Kaganer and he's got snowballs on the ground behind him. Oh, these are awesome.
See,
and they're only 12 euro. That's like 15 bucks.
Okay, so me bringing this up to you, John, has brought a new holiday tradition for you, probably.
You know what? I think my Christmas gift list has just changed.
See, I got to tell you, man. While I don't have a fascination with shit, I just find it funny.
Oh, come on. Oh, they got a Homer Simpson and a Darth Vader. Oh, Dora the Explorer's got a nice little poop there. Bart Simpson.
Yes. Yeah,
what color his poop is?
Yellow. I just brought some happiness into your life.
Oh, they've got a Playmobil guy.
They got a SpongeBob SquarePants.
They got SpongeBob.
And they got Superman.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, I've now brought some happiness into your life. Merry Christmas, John.
Oh, I gotta get the credit card out now. This is awesome.
Anything I can do to help.
Oh, wow. Wow. I think we're done. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you after New Year's. Oh, and you can also buy the P-Boy, who's called a Pixener.
See? All kinds of stuff you didn't know of.
Wow. Oh, they also have Kaganers with movement.
like it dumps out?
I'm waiting for the page to load. Oh, they have a boy and a girl. Oh, and it goes in your... Oh, it says Kaganer Plastic Automatic. Oh, I Oh, there's a video. Here we go.
Oh, Jesus. I've created a monster. Created a Cagnar monster. And his name is John.
Oh, you know what the movement is?
What?
It wipes its ass.
Okay.
Well, that's good. At least you know it's clean.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. I've got to save this page because, I'm going to be making a purchase. That's amazing.
Anything I can do to brighten your day, John.
That's incredible. I mean, you've done it. You have elevated poop to a religious level. Just going to say that.
Okay. Well, you know.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Dump, amen. Wow. Wow.
New holiday tradition for John.
I think it's a new Christmas Halloween costume, actually. You know what? I think on Christmas Eve, since it's the weekend,
yeah,
I'm going to go out and I'm going to be a Cagner in somebody's nativity scene on the front lawn. So look for me as you're driving through the neighborhood.
There you go.
See if you can see me. I'll be dressed as Papa Smurf. And I'll be leaving a little something under the tree for you.
There you go.
Oh, that's awful. Well, I mean awful in a holy crap kind of way. Wow.
So there you go.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, totally switching gears here.
Yeah.
One of my favorite holiday traditions.
Yeah.
Is the tradition of Krampus. Have you heard of Krampusnacht or Krampusnacht?
No.
Well, Krampus is a mythical creature, and he's usually in the Alpine countries, Austria, Bavaria, North Italy, South Germany.
Okay.
And he accompanies Santa Claus on his trips to little kids' homes on Christmas.
Is he a reindeer?
No, he pretty much looks like Hellspawn. He long horns, pointed ears, huge pointy teeth.
Wow.
And what happens is when St. Nicholas comes to give gifts to the good children, Krampus is looking for the naughty child. And what Krampus does is Krampus stuffs the naughty child in his sack and carries him away to his lair where he devours him for Christmas dinner.
Nice.
Now, if you think Elf on the Shelf is a way to keep your kids in line... Imagine Krampus, okay?
Do they sell figures of Krampus?
Oh, there's Krampus everywhere.
Are there really?
Yes.
Okay.
Krampus basically looks like our devil. You can get greeting cards with Krampus on it. Again, if you go to Wikipedia, you'll find some wonderful Krampus images. It's K-R-A-M-P-U-S. My favorite is the one where there's a little boy on a rocking horse, and behind him is Krampus riding with him, and he's holding out a bunch of chains and shackles in front of the little boy, and his long tongue is out like he's licking the kid's head.
Holy crap.
And, yeah.
And that's a greeting card. Wow.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes. Isn't that awesome? Now, sometimes Krampus just beats the children with his handful of reeds. You know, he kind of swats them.
Yeah.
But he's also got a sack or a washtub strapped to his back so that he can cart off all these evil children.
Why a washtub?
Drowned or eaten.
That's
kind of... Well, it's South Germany. What do they got?
Oh, it's sometimes spelled Grampus.
Yes. Hey, Krampus is coming. No!
That's frightening. That's...
Isn't that awesome?
You know, I guess there's a way to keep your children in line, I guess.
And it would be Krampus.
It would be Krampus.
Santa Claus will give you an orange, or Krampus will beat the crap out of you and eat you for dinner.
Because, I mean, either, you know, the whole thing is, you know, here it's if you're not good, you get a lump of coal. But if they showed kids this thing and said, look, you don't behave, this thing's going to come kill you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
See, if you thought Christmas was just for the little kids...
It's also for fans of horror, apparently.
Well, it is.
If you're looking for a present for that Saw, that fan of Saw, Krampus is that gift.
He is. But I have another favorite Christmas character.
Yeah, which is?
His name is Black Peter. And I got to see Black Peter in person last year when I was over in Europe.
Okay.
He's in Amsterdam in the grocery, in the department store. And it was pretty dang funny. So you want to look, if you can either look up Black Peter or Zwarte Piet, Zwarte Piet. And you see Black Peter there in all of his glory. He's wearing this, you know, kind of fancy blue and gold striped velvety top and a big floppy hat with a feather in it.
And that, you know, if you want to talk about stereotypes.
Well, just imagine this, and I should post some pictures of this. in this department store, in the big center area where the escalators are going up and down,
yeah.
They had three or four of these animated climbing ropes up and down. It was hilarious. Not to mention the fact that we were traveling with a black guy who kind of looks like the guy in the picture.
And he's a companion of Santa Claus.
Yes, he helps deliver sweets and presents to all the good children.
So he's hanging out with Santa for the good kids, and then Krampus is eating
the bad kids.
Eating the bad kids.
Yes.
And is this within the same area? Like
well, Europe's not that big, but there's a lot of different cultures there.
Okay.
So where Black Peter is kind of in the Netherlands and Belgium, Krampus is kind of in the Alpine region. You know, if you go over to Sweden and the Scandinavian countries, you'll find the Yule goat. It's very popular.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Black Peter, huh?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Oh, and if you scroll down on his Wikipedia page, there's a picture of what appears to be a dude in blackface. Next to a...
That would be him. Next to a...
St. Nicholas.
St. Nicholas, yes.
Wow. So did they have, like, a live-action one or just the animated ones?
I saw a live-action one as part of, like, a little meet-and-greet thing.
Now, was it a black guy or was it a white guy?
No, it was a black guy.
Dressed, okay.
I think they have to bust them in, though. Because I didn't see a lot of them walking around the streets.
Because on his Wikipedia page, it says, during recent years, the role of Black Peter has become part of a recurring debate in the Netherlands. Controversial practices including holiday revelers blackening their faces, wearing Afro wigs, gold jewelry, and bright red lipstick, and walking the streets throwing candy to passersby.
Well, we know that Ted Danson got in trouble for doing that here.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see somebody from the Netherlands do this and walk down the streets of New York.
All right, I dare you.
No, I'm not from the Netherlands, and I'm not that stupid. I think that would be an interesting culture clash as they're beating the shit out of him. He's saying, no, it's in my country.
This is my holiday.
Wow. See, John, we've brought each other gifts today.
We have.
Krampus and Black Peter. See,
and
we
the
should,
Kagner.
We should do a nativity scene that's got Krampus on one side and Black Peter on the other, huddled around a little Kagner. You know, make our own.
You know, we could sell them.
Good times.
That's nice.
Okay, let's get away from traditions for a second.
No.
Yes. This is kind of traditional too, so. I went and I looked up the 10 best Christmas movies of all times, John.
Okay.
Forbes has a list, and it's quite an interesting list. And I want your take on whether or not you think these belong on the list. Okay.
Well, are there more than 10 Christmas movies?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And this this list, for coming from Forbes, is an interesting list. Like, there's things on here where you're going to scratch your head and go, like, really? But so number 10 is the 1951 adaptation of A Christmas Carol. You know, typical holiday.
Is that the Alistair Sims version?
It doesn't say, but I would assume so. But, you know, you have to have some type of Scrooge on there, I guess, to be a holiday list. Next up, number 9, is 1947 Miracle on 34th Street, which I guess is a classic. You know, everybody's seen it. Everybody, you know, I guess likes it. Number 8 is Gremlins. Where do you think that belongs on the list? I mean, it takes place at Christmas. But is it really a Christmas movie?
I would say no.
No? Okay. You know, it says that Gremlins mixes family holiday fare with some genuine gruesomeness and scares, but it's mostly the kind of scares that that kids love. I don't know if I agree with that, but okay. So that's number 8. Number 7 is Elf. Which has become a new...
Oh, it's only number 7.
Which is a new, I guess, holiday tradition.
Sure.
I guess Jon Favreau's got to be pretty happy that he's created a Christmas classic.
Yeah.
Number 6 is The Bishop's Wife, which is one that I've never seen.
Okay.
But it's black and white and...
And then it was remade within the last decade with Denzel Washington and... the Cokehead. What's her name? Bobby! Bobby Brown! Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
That's it. The Cokehead.
Okay, so number 5.
Allegedly.
Number 5 is A Christmas Story.
Okay.
Which, if you've never seen it, then you've never watched TBS on Christmas.
Yeah, because they run it for 24 hours.
Okay. Number 4. This is where it starts to get a little weird. Number 4 position is the film 1941.
The Steven Spielberg 1941?
The Steven Spielberg stab at comedy.
No.
They say it's not only just one of the best Christmas films, but one of the best comedies ever made. This is laughs for grown-ups and not quite a family film. I've only seen 1941 once, and I don't remember Christmas being in it, but... I saw it a long time ago, so maybe. Number 3 is A Nightmare Before Christmas, which I guess, you know, it's really kind of a toss-up whether that belongs in Halloween or Christmas.
Right.
You know, that's kind of one of those weird ones that you can watch at either time. Number 2 they've picked is the movie Brazil.
What?
It's one of those films set at the Christmas season with repeated references to the holiday backdrop as a counterweight contrasting the thematic and tonal qualities of the rest of the story. Which, yeah, it takes place at Christmas, but you don't really see it being played as a holiday film. And number 1 is Die Hard. I've heard lots of people say that Die Hard is a good Christmas movie. Takes place on Christmas Eve. It's got some action. There's a couple Christmas trees. No, you don't think that? And Die Hard 2 takes place at Christmas also.
Yeah, so? What?
Hey, oh, okay.
Edward Scissorhands has snow in it. Ooh, that must be a Christmas movie.
Well, according to ABC Family, it is.
Well, so are all the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting. I thought out of all the Christmas movie lists, I thought that one was probably the most original I've ever seen. Because they go kind of inside. It's not just a, you know, here's a Christmas vacation movie or here's any of the Rankin Bass stuff. It's all kind of out there. you know, Die Hard, Brazil. I thought Brazil was kind of an odd one, but anyway, Gremlins. But it was on Forbes, so I thought, you know, what the hell? No, don't agree with it?
Yeah, I think Forbes is losing all their credibility.
Okay.
Kind of up there with Barbara Walters thinking that the Kardashians are some of the most interesting people of the year.
All right, well, if you didn't like that list, let's do the 10 Christmas specials. Top 10 Christmas specials. They give a special shout out here for the worst holiday special. Can you guess which one that goes to?
The Star Wars holiday special.
Yep. Yep.
See, and once again, you bring it back to Star Wars.
I'm just saying
it's that you have this fixation on Star Wars and shit.
I'll take the Star Wars one. I don't believe in the shit one, though.
All right. Just letting you know.
And I have to bring it back to Star Wars because I do have a fascination with Star Wars. The original three. And this falls in there. This is part of that continuity. It's not really Christmas because they're celebrating Life Day. Do you know, without looking, can you tell me what the names of Chewbacca's family is?
Lumpy.
Lumpy is his son.
Gosh, I'm trying to remember that fabulous bit of dialogue with Art Carney telling his
Mala.
Mala.
Yep.
That's it.
That's his wife. And what's his father's name?
Homer.
Itchy.
Itchy, that's right. Itchy and Mala. Damn.
Which I think is funny. And, you know, here's my theory about why they decided to center it around Kashyyyk and Chewbacca's homeworld to celebrate Life Day is the fact that he didn't get a medal at the end of Star Wars. I think they felt sorry for him. No?
Okay. You can believe that if you want.
Well, I also have a theory about why he doesn't get a medal either.
Because he's too big and stinky?
Well, let me just geek out for a second. Okay. You never, ever see Chewbacca in the Millennium Falcon at the end of Star Wars. You only see Han Solo.
Because he's in the turret.
You sure?
He's the gunner. Yeah.
You sure that Han didn't become selfless at that point and said, look, I don't know if I'm going to die, you stay here?
No.
No?
Han wouldn't have done that.
Okay. All right. That's my theory. I think that he didn't go. Okay, anyway, back to the list. Number 10.
Great. Now Lucas is going to have to go back and edit in a scene where you see Chewbacca in the frickin' Millennium Falcon just to answer that question.
No, okay, whatever. Okay, whatever. You don't think... They have control of guns from the cockpit. That they do
no,
in
well,
Empire
yeah,
Strikes
but
Back.
Then they, but then they also go into the thing.
Right for a turret that spins, but they don't.
Right,
they're coming straight at the. Okay, well.
Aren't there three turret? Aren't there three locations?
No, there's the upper, there's the lower, and then there's the gun that they have under the cockpit.
And that would be how many? Out.
Yeah, but you don't go down to the gun in the cockpit.
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway, all right. Back to Christmas.
Yeah.
Look, you're the one. You lifted the ban on talking about Star Wars last week, so fuck you.
Fine.
Okay, number 10 is Jack Frost. Looks like the Rankin and Bass one.
Oh, I was going to say, the one with Michael McKean who comes back as the dead father of the snowman?
No, it's Buddy
Hackett.
That's
an awesome move, and that didn't even make Forbes top 10.
Number 9 is Frosty Returns.
Frosty Returns.
Voiced by John Goodman.
Oh, that one. That sucked ass. I like Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July with Ethel Merman. was a good one.
Number 8 is A Chipmunk Christmas. No?
Eh.
Okay.
The original one from the 70s?
It looks that way. It features the Chipmunk song. Christmas Don't Be Late.
Okay.
Number 7 is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas which featured Joel Grey.
Oh, God, that one sucked. That's the little mice who live in the same house as Ma and Pa, who are in their kerchief and cap.
Well, hey, I'm just telling you.
Did they run out of things? They ran out of things.
Well,
is Nestor the long-eared donkey on there?
I don't know. Here we go. Number 6 is A Year Without Santa Claus, which I find kind of weird because...
Love that one.
Because that's when Santa Claus is all depressed, isn't it?
Yes.
And he decides he's not being appreciated, so fuck the world, I'm not doing it.
So he's going to stay in bed, so Mrs. Claus goes out.
That's kind of a weird Christmas special, though. It's not really Christmassy.
That's the heat miser in it.
And that great scene from Batman and Robin?
Yes.
With Mr. Freeze singing I'm Mr. Heat Miser?
Schwarzenegger in his polar bear feet?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Number 5 is Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Fred Astaire and Mickey Rooney.
That should be number 1. One or two.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. The Winter Warlock? Winter Warlock totally rocks. And you know, the school teacher in town, Kris Kringle, was tapping that. Uh-huh. Let me show you my magic snowballs. Uh-huh. Just saying. Mm-hmm.
So Kris Kringle's cheating on Mrs. Kringle?
She becomes Mrs. Kringle.
Does she? I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while since I've seen any of these.
Well, turn on ABC Family. It's probably on 20 times this weekend.
Number 4 is Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
Jimmy Durante.
Yep.
Isn't that where they put the top hat, and he wakes up and he says, Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
That was the one when I was a kid I'd cry all the time because he'd melt.
Aww.
And my mom would have to be like, no, he's coming back. Just relax. Wait until after the commercial. Number 3 is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay. Rankin and Bass.
Yeah.
So you agree with that one?
Misfits. I just don't give two shits.
Number 2.
Kirby wants to be a dentist. A dentist?
It's the one with the Island of Misfit Toys, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Who ever heard of a Charlie in a box? Or a squirt gun that shoots jam. Go ahead.
Okay. Number 2 is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. No? Not the stupid movie, but the...
Yeah, it's whatever.
The Chuck Jones.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. You don't like that one?
Nah, not really.
Your heart didn't grow 3 sizes today, John.
It did not.
Especially after the Cagner. You would think that it would have grown.
Something else did.
And the number 1, according to this list, the top 10 Christmas specials, A Charlie Brown Christmas. No, you don't like Charlie Brown Christmas?
Well, I do, but number 1?
It's what it says, man.
See,
I didn't make up the list.
I would have said Rudolph is number 1, Santa Claus is Coming to Town number 2.
Little Drummer Boy.
Little Drummer Boy. Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey.
Okay.
Was it The Secret Life of Father Christmas? Secret Life of Santa Claus by L. Frank Baum?
Couldn't tell you. Is that the one where he goes to Oz?
No, that's where he's abandoned in the forest and the great Ack makes him Santa Claus.
Well, I guess that's better than falling off a roof.
It is. I think Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3 should be up there.
Well, these are Christmas specials. This isn't Christmas movies.
Oh, Christmas specials.
So your number one is Rudolph?
Number one is Year Without a Santa Claus.
Is Year Without a Santa Claus?
Yeah.
You like the depressed emo Santa Claus? Is that what you're saying?
I do.
Yeah.
I think it casts Mrs. Claus in a new light. She gets to kick some ass. And then there's Iggy, who she meets down in Southland. Helps nurse the reindeer back to health.
Didn't they do a live-action Year Without a Santa Claus?
They did! With Michael McKean and Harvey Fierstein, his Snow Miser and Heat Miser.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
It was bad. John Goodman was Santa. Delta Burke was Mrs. Claus.
Wasn't Ethan Suplee in it as one of the elves?
Oh, the elves, yeah.
Jingle or Jangle or something like that?
Yes!
Wow. You don't see that being replayed every year, do you?
Probably never again. Never ever again. That'd be a double bill with the Star Wars holiday special.
I remember a special when I was a kid. It was like Rich Little did Scrooge.
He did a Christmas Carol. And he did all the voices.
Yeah, he was everybody.
And Mrs. Cratchit was Gene Stapleton from All in the Family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's one of my Christmas memories of... Is it? Yeah.
I might have that on DVD.
Why does that not surprise me?
Exactly.
I would have to say that my favorite Christmas special is probably the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Where they all gather around and they make the little tree into something special.
That's just so sickly sentimental.
That's what Christmas is about.
Oh, screw it.
Well, that's what Christmas is about for non-religious
presents,
people.
Just like Lucy says. Christmas is about presents.
She comes and decorates at the end. She feels the love. No?
No. Mm-mm. No.
And what's your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
You have to pick one. Christmas movie? Yep. I have to pick one?
Yep. Okay, pick two. I'll make it easy on you.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay, I agree with that.
And, what else? So many to choose from.
White Christmas?
I like White Christmas.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that don't like that movie.
Really? Why?
Just because of...
Because it's a wolf.
It's kind of a stupid story.
Well, yeah, but it was, what, 1950?
Yeah, something like that.
They couldn't do any better.
I guess. So, okay, it's between Muppet Christmas Carol and what else?
Wow, I don't know. Muppet Christmas Carol and... What could it be? No, I'd have to go with Muppet Christmas Carol.
It's a split for me between Christmas Carol and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That makes me laugh every single time I watch it.
Does it?
Yep.
Well, that's good.
The tirade that he goes on at the end, where the whole family's around watching him, and he's talking about his boss.
Yeah.
The dickless, toothless. That whole thing, it makes me laugh every single time I see it. When he gets to the end, he goes, "Hallelujah, holy shit, where's the Tylenol?" It makes me chuckle. See, I'm chuckling right now.
Well, that's good.
Wow. Okay, what's the best Christmas present you ever got?
Oh, God.
From your childhood.
From my childhood.
Let's cut it down from when you were living at home.
I don't know.
You don't have any fond memories of Christmas presents?
Not really.
No?
No.
Were you given Christmas presents, John?
Well, in between being beaten and thrown in a sack.
So what you're saying is you're a bad kid and...
I was a very naughty boy.
Krampus would show up and just eat you over and over again?
Yes. I can't think of something that was like an amazing Christmas gift. I mean, I got everything I asked for, so it wasn't like anything anybody put any thought into.
Okay.
I would say it was my baby sister.
Oh, that's so sentimental, John.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
What was your best gift?
The Millennium Falcon. Bringing it back to Star Wars.
Geek.
Yep. My mom says, and I kind of remember it, is when I opened it, because it was that giant like playset one.
Mm-hmm.
That had like the hidden compartment in the back where you could put figures, and it had the little holographic table and like the remote on a string thing.
Mm-hmm.
I opened it and I looked at her and I went, "This is the best Christmas ever."
Oh, did you really?
Yep. Because I really wanted it. I still have it. It's in a box in the closet.
Uh-huh. That's great.
At least it's unwrapped and played with, John.
My stuff is now unwrapped.
You took all your figures out of the boxes?
I told you that.
You said that you were thinking about it. You never said
I did do
it.
That. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you play with them?
No.
No, you didn't set them up and make them fight?
No.
No?
I don't want them to fight. I want peace. Goodwill towards men.
Hey, I just
that's what Christmas is about.
What? It's about gifts.
Peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Okay.
But, you know, do you ever wonder if there's, like, somewhere where they kind of got Christmas wrong?
I remember a story that I was told about Christmas in Japan.
That's what I'm thinking about.
I was told that in Japan, sometimes they don't quite understand the symbolism. And the person that I was talking to once saw a big, gigantic cross at Christmas with Santa Claus crucified on it.
And who was this person who told you this?
She was a large plant woman.
Yeah, she was a large plant woman. However, according to Snopes.com...
Oh, is that false?
That never happened.
But it was a first-hand account.
Apparently she lied through her green, bushy ass.
Son of a bitch, let's go cut her down.
Yes, that never happened. And that's kind of disappointing. Because there was also a rumor that one time that a nativity scene featured Jesus in the manger being attended by the seven dwarves. Which is kind of funny. But apparently that never, ever happened.
Son of a bitch.
See?
Well, that kind of makes me depressed now, John.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
I can't believe she lied to me.
Well, I think next time you see a big burning cross on a lawn, you should put your Santa suit on. And you could make it true.
Is the tree lady still working there?
Her company is.
But she's not?
I haven't seen her in forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Priscilla, Queen of the Liars?
That's her.
Oh.
Yes.
I believe that, too.
I did, too.
Wow. Okay. Well, now that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. You brought it back down, John.
I'm sorry.
You want to hear another weird Christmas tradition?
Oh. Does it involve shit? Or no. Star Wars?
No. This one involves a bird. It's wrapped in sealskin and buried under a rock in front of several... In the frost several months before Christmas. The Christmas tradition is to dig up the kivyak, squeeze out the rotten guts, and then eat the auk. According to a few reports, it smells a lot like Stilton cheese and tastes real tangy.
Ugh.
And this happens in Greenland.
That's a good place for them.
See? Another weird, fucked up Christmas tradition.
That's bizarre. It really is. In Caracas, Venezuela, they roller skate to church.
Yes, they do. Which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at Caracas, Venezuela.
Yeah.
Where not only do they all go to church on roller skates, but on Christmas Eve, children tie one end of a piece of string to their big toes and hang the other end out the window. And as roller skaters go by the next morning, they give a tug to all the strings hanging out the windows. Merry Christmas! That's amazing.
Here's an old tradition from Wales called Mary Lude. You find a horse skull and you make yourself a horsehair sheet, and it says maybe out of the salvaged hair of the horse where you got the skull from, because you'll need that too. Get yourself some murmurs and a bucket. Now go out murmurs? About mummers. What did I say?
Mummers?
Murmurs?
What are mummers?
I don't know. There's a parade though. Now go out and about town covered in the horsehair sheet, holding the horse's head up on a pike. Make the horse's skeletal mouth bite people you meet in the street. If it bites them, they have to pay a fine. Put the money in the bucket, whatever money's in the bucket at the end is yours.
Boy, Christmas is kind of screwed up, isn't it?
There's a lot of weird, fucked up traditions.
There certainly is. That's bizarre.
But, you know, being a pagan holiday, whatever.
Oh, you non-believer. Oh, no, 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 no.
No? Okay, I'm just saying.
Do you know the legend of the Christmas pickle?
No, tell me about the legend of the Christmas pickle.
Well, allegedly, when German families were decorating their Christmas tree, the last ornament to be hung is the Christmas pickle. And you know, they tuck it away and they kind of hide it on the tree. And the first child who finds the pickle on Christmas morning gets a special gift for the priest. No. And they get a special gift and good luck all the next year.
If they can find the special pickle.
If they can find the special pickle. However, if you ask anybody in Germany about this, they're not going to know a damn thing about it because it seems to have been created by Woolworths.
Really?
Yep.
So, how many Christmas traditions do you think come from corporations as a way to sell stuff?
Well, Santa Claus is Coca-Cola.
Right.
Rudolph is Montgomery Ward.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say probably a lot of them.
So, basically the big ones.
Yeah.
Anything that we take as canon now, probably made up by a corporation to sell something.
Yeah. I would say so.
It's interesting. You would think that we wouldn't be that stupid, but I guess we are.
Oh, please. Please watch the Kardashians.
I don't watch the Kardashians.
But it's the royal we.
But, I mean, Santa Claus is based on another legend.
And what legend would that be?
Kris Kringle. Saint Nicholas. Whatever you want to call him.
See?
Santa Claus.
Santa.
I hope there's no kids listening to the podcast.
It's blinking like a freaking beacon.
I wonder how many childhoods we just ruined.
Oh, none.
None?
Mm-mm.
If we did, we apologize. Of course Santa's real. John?
Well, yeah, Santa is real. I believe in Santa. I swear to God.
Look, swearing on one mythical person to... I won't even say it. It's the Christmas season.
Oh.
What?
Heaven is so nice. Flames everywhere. It's really hot.
We'll get to spend eternity doing podcasts, John. It'll be fun.
Oh, joy. Oh, see, Chris.
Episode 6,742.
Chris, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe, except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. all minds, Chris, whether they be men's and children's or little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect. As compared with the boundless world about him is measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole truth and knowledge. Yes, Chris, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there was no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Chris's. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? Oh, you might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. But that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's not proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Chris, in all this world there is nothing real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Chris, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm just telling you, there is a Santa Claus.
Wow.
I've seen him.
I'm speechless, John.
You are?
Good. I am. Well, there's no poop jokes or anything else that can follow that.
See? We could end this on a joyous note.
We can, and we're going to.
Oh, are we?
Yes, okay. We are. Well, after those inspirational words from John, if you'd like to get in touch with us, send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter @dancemonkeypod. Go to the website, see our other websites. Go enjoy, do whatever, and have a Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
And hopefully, Krampus, what's his name?
Krampus.
Hopefully Krampus doesn't come and eat your children. Hopefully everybody gets what they want and we get world peace or whatever John was looking for.
Oh, that's special. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas, John. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Happy holidays. Merry Kwanzaa.